Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 15th, 1951, an important meeting was held of church leaders in Barbados. This meeting was not about the planning of an open-air crusade or a prayer meeting, ecumenical events that have become a familiar part of Barbadian life in more recent times. It was a meeting to discuss the monopoly on burials by the Anglican Church. Present at the meeting was the Lord Bishop of Barbados and church superintendents from several non-Anglican churches, including the Church of God, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Moravians, the New Testament Church of God, the Gospel Hall, the Church of the Nazarene, the Pilgrim Holiness, the Fundamental Baptists, and the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. At this time, the Anglican Church was the established church in Barbados and controlled the main burial grounds in each parish. Only Anglican priests could perform the services of committal at the graveside. This meant that ministers from other churches could preach the sermon at a funeral, but then had the humiliating experience of having to stand aside while the Anglican priest presided over the burial. The representatives of the other churches were seeking to have this custom changed. They argued that the minister presiding over the committal should be determined according to the wishes of the deceased and their family, rather than by the Anglican Church. Clearly, the issue debated at the meeting was not just a matter of acknowledging the different beliefs held among Barbadians. It was a bid for recognition and for equal treatment by the clergy of the non-Anglican churches in the island. According to a report of the meeting in The Advocate, the superintendents of the other churches were given an assurance by the bishop, the Right Reverend Gay Lyle Griffith Mandeville, that he would work with them towards an equitable solution to the problem. Mandeville had only recently taken up the position of Bishop of Barbados and was the first native-born Barbadian to hold the post. Perhaps his newness in the post and his Barbadian background made him more inclined to lend a sympathetic ear to the other church leaders. It is not clear when the monopoly on burials by Anglican priests in Barbados finally ended, but the meeting of 15th November 1951 was the first step in changing this tradition.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.